Banff. Strong winds, above average temperatures and low humidity whipped up a prescribed fire in a remote area of Banff National Park, spreading onto provincial lands and now burning out of control. Parks Canada and Alberta Wildfire responded to the fire Thursday, October 20, in the Panther River and Dormer Valley region, which was estimated to be about 500 hectares on provincial lands by Friday morning, October 21. Alberta Wildfire said Friday, October 21, the wildfire is estimated to be about 669 hectares after more accurate mapping was utilized. Parks Canada has not said how big the fire is on national parklands. As a result of low humidity and high overnight winds, the Dormer Valley prescribed fire has experienced growth on the eastern national park boundary, crossing onto provincial lands, said Alexandria Jones, fire information officer for Banff National Park. The fire danger is currently rated as high. Out of control means the wildfire is expected to continue growing. As of Thursday morning, there were two helicopters, a four-person Parks Canada crew, a four-person Alberta Wildfire crew, and one incident commander, assessor from Alberta Wildfire responding. By Friday afternoon, there were up to 22 wildland firefighters and personnel, with four helicopters dumping water on the fire. According to an Alberta Wildfire statement on late Thursday, personnel on site also include resources dedicated to deploying sprinklers on cabins and outfitters' camps in the area. Additional resources will be deployed as necessary over the coming days, states Alberta Wildfire. Incoming cooler temperatures and precipitation this weekend are expected to help suppression efforts. According to a Parks Canada update released on Thursday evening at about 7:30 p.m., both agencies have been monitoring the Dormer Valley prescribed fire closely since the start of prescribed fire operations in early September. Until last night, on October 19, the fire was active in isolated areas and was primarily burning within previously burned areas. However, due to unseasonable temperatures, low relative humidity values, and high winds, the fire spread eastward onto provincial lands, it reads. Satellite imagery picked up the fire spread overnight. As soon as there was enough daylight, a helicopter and fire crew were dispatched to the area to assess the fire. Suppression actions were immediately taken in coordination with Alberta Wildfire, it added. Parks Canada will continue to work with Alberta Wildfire on this incident to ensure the protection of people, infrastructure, and neighboring lands. Incoming cooler temperatures and precipitation this weekend is expected to help in fire suppression efforts. While there are some trapper cabins and some outfitters on provincial lands in the region, the province has indicated there is no immediate threat to infrastructure. Alberta Wildfire officials say Albertans are asked to avoid the area as crews and helicopters are working. The wildfire is currently classified as out of control and estimated at 500 hectares, said Colby LaChance, information officer for Alberta Wildfire. The Dormer prescribed fire, located about 45 kilometers north of the Banff townsite, was initially lit in early September. With the use of prescribed fire, the aim was for dense forests within the Dormer Valley will be opened up and grassland meadows will be restored. These meadows provide critical, year-round habitat for mountain sheep, goats, grizzly bears, wolves, elk and the newly introduced bison herd. According to Parks Canada's important bulletins, this area of the park was closed August 26 until October 31, to ensure public safety during prescribed fire operations. The closure for the prescribed burn included the Dormer Valley from the trail junction of the Dormer Pass Trail and Stony Pass Trail to the eastern boundary of Banff National Park, the Panther Valley from Windy Cabin to the eastern boundary of Banff National Park, Elkhorn Summit and both east and west shortcut trails. Meanwhile, Parks Canada fire specialists are also actively monitoring an approximately 600-hectare backcountry wildfire that has been burning since Friday, October 14. The wildfire is located west of Glacier Lake on Highway 93 North, also known as the Icefields Parkway. Smoke and flames are currently visible from certain sections of Highway 93 North. The public, infrastructure, and lands outside the park are not at risk from this wildfire, said Jones. For public safety, an area closure is in place for the Glacier Lake Valley. According to Alberta Wildfire, there are currently 58 wildfires burning throughout Alberta, including four that started in the last 48 hours.